Okay, so are you ready for a deep dive that is going to be amazing?
I'm right.
It'll tantalize those olfactory senses because today we are talking all about Saudi Arabian perfume.
That sounds great.
You've requested this one, and let me tell you, the research has been intoxicating.
Yeah, I bet.
It's not just about, pretty smells.
Right.
We're talking a billion-dollar industry, like woven into the cultural fabric of a country.
And it's an industry that's evolving at a breathtaking pace. You're
Yeah.
right. It's not just about pretty smells. Like, we're seeing ancient traditions blend with like modern innovations, and a whole new generation of perfumers is emerging. It's really cool.
Wow, yeah.
It's a fascinating
So
mix.
we've got a lot to unpack. We'll be diving into the history of major players in the Saudi Arabian perfume industry. We're also going to explore like the rise of niche brands in the country, and we will even be uncovering the secrets of ITAR.
Cool.
But first, let's talk numbers. Just how big is this perfume market in Saudi Arabia?
Well, if projections from the IMARK Group are anything to go by 2032, the Saudi Arabian perfume market is expected to hit a staggering $2.6 billion. That's up from $1.8 billion just last year.
Wow, 2.6 billion. That's a lot of perfume.
It really is. It seems the world can't get enough of these Arabian aromas.
With numbers like that, it's no wonder Saudi Arabia is home to some of the biggest names in the perfume world.
Speaking of which, our research highlights giants like Ajmal, Rissasi, Arabian Oat. These are titans of the fragrance industry. Where should we even begin? Well, I think we should start with Ajmal. Founded in 1951, they were pioneers in bringing the luxury scent of Don Al Oud to the global stage.
Okay, yeah. Don Al Oud, for those of us who don't speak, perfume, paint us a picture. What makes this fragrance so special?
Okay, so imagine a scent so rich, so complex, it's often referred to as liquid gold. Don Al Oud is derived from the resin of agarwood trees. But it can't be just any agarwood tree. It has to be infected with a specific type of mold that triggers the production of this really precious resin. It's incredibly rare, and the aroma is captivating, woody, smoky, with like hints of sweetness.
And Ajmal, recognizing the increasing global demand for this liquid gold, has made some impressive moves on the sustainability front, haven't they?
Absolutely. They've implemented a massive afforestation program, planting over 1 million agarwood trees.
Right.
This isn't just good PR. It's a strategic move to ensure a consistent supply of this highly sought-after resource. Think of it as a long-term investment in the future of Don Al Oud.
Wow, that's really smart. It's fascinating to see how a company balances tradition and modern business practices like that. Now, another powerhouse we have to talk about is Rissasi.
Yeah.
Founded in 1979, their growth from a family-run business to a global brand is incredible.
It really is. They're a fantastic example of Saudi Arabian entrepreneurship at its finest. Today, Rissasi has a presence in over 60 countries, with over 165 lavishly designed stores across the Gulf Cooperation Council region alone. Their journey speaks volumes about their commitment to quality and building a brand that resonates internationally.
And then there's Arabian Oud, established in 1982.
Yes.
They've become a force to be reckoned with in the world of incense and oriental perfumes.
Uh-huh.
They're not just participating in the market, they're dominating it.
With a global network of 900 stores, they've mastered the art of weaving tradition into a brand with global appeal.
Yeah.
And let's not forget Abdul Samad Al Qurashi, a company steeped in history dating back to 1852. Their commitment to quality is evident in their ISO 9001 certification.
ISO 9001 certification for a centuries-old perfume house. That's intriguing. What does that say about how they've adapted to a modern global market?
It's actually quite significant. It demonstrates their dedication to maintaining the highest standards of quality control and production, even as they uphold, centuries-old traditions. It's a way of signaling to a global audience that they're committed to excellence in every bottle.
Wow. So we've got these giants shaping the industry. But what about the smaller players? What's the landscape like for niche perfume houses in Saudi Arabia?
That's where things get even more interesting. The niche perfume scene in Saudi Arabia is thriving, offering bespoke and luxurious experiences that cater to a growing desire for unique and personalized scents.
So it's like the difference between buying a mass-produced painting and owning an original work of art.
Right.
Speaking of art, one name that consistently comes up in our research is Saag Bashamak. They're described as the epitome of luxury in the fragrance world.
Their boutiques are designed to evoke the feeling of stepping into a high-end jewelry store, but for perfume. They've won awards for their commitment to bespoke fragrance creation using rare and precious ingredients.
Wow. We're talking the liquid gold level of luxury here, aren't we? It seems like this focus on bespoke, luxurious experiences is a trend in the Saudi Arabian perfume scene. Are there other niche brands that embody this?
Absolutely. The Fragrance Kitchen, or TFK, is another prime example. Founded in Kuwait by Sheikh Majed Al Sabah, they're known for crafting unique scents using traditional Arabian perfumery ingredients like oud, taif rose, and agarwood.
It's fascinating how these brands manage to bridge the gap between ancient ingredients and modern fragrance creation. Speaking of ancient, we can't talk about Saudi Arabian perfume without diving into the world of attar.
Of course not. It's more than just perfume. It's a symbol of Saudi Arabia's cultural identity and heritage, and it's been gaining popularity worldwide.
It has. What's driving that global fascination, do you think? Is it the allure of ancient traditions, the natural production methods, or something else entirely?
It's a combination of factors. People are drawn to the artisanal, often sustainable production methods, the captivating fragrance profiles, and of course, the sense of history and tradition that attar embodies. It's a way to connect with a rich cultural heritage through scent.
Wow. It's like holding a piece of history in the palm of your hand, or in this case, experiencing it through your sense of smell. And within the world of attar, there's one scent that stands out as particularly luxurious and sought after: oud attar. It's often called the liquid gold of the fragrance world, and for a good reason.
Oud attar is truly in a league of its own. We're talking about a fragrance so rare, so meticulously crafted, that it's considered a status symbol. It's an experience, not just a scent.
And with prices reaching up to RS 20,000 for just 10 grams, it's definitely a luxury experience.
Yeah.
What contributes to that high price tag? Is it just the rarity of the ingredients?
The rarity of the ingredients is definitely a factor, but it's also the labor-intensive production process. Remember those infected agarwood trees we talked about? Extracting and distilling that precious resin into oud oil is a meticulous art form passed down through generations. It requires incredible skill and time, which adds to its value.
So when you buy a bottle of oud attar, you're not just buying a fragrance, you're buying a piece of history, a testament to generations of craftsmanship and tradition. That's incredible. And speaking of tradition, our research really emphasizes how integral fragrance is to Saudi Arabian culture.
It really is. It's woven into the very fabric of their society, from hospitality rituals to personal expression. Offering guests a fragrant blend of oud or attar is as commonplace as offering a cup of tea in other cultures. It's a gesture of respect and welcome.
It's not just about smelling good, then. It's about creating an atmosphere, making a statement, communicating without words.
Right.
And it goes beyond hospitality, doesn't it? Our research mentions that many Saudi individuals take their love for fragrance a step further by blending their own custom scents.
Absolutely. This custom blending tradition speaks to a deep-rooted knowledge and appreciation for the nuances of different scents. They understand how to combine various notes to create something unique, a true reflection of their personal olfactory preferences.
It's like they're creating their own signature scent, a fragrance as individual as their fingerprint. That's amazing. It's clear that Saudi Arabia has a unique and multifaceted relationship with fragrance, one that's deeply rooted in tradition and cultural identity.
It really is amazing. It really makes you wonder, how does this deep connection to fragrance influence the way perfumes are marketed and experienced in Saudi Arabia compared to other parts of the world?
That's a question we'll explore as we delve deeper into this fragrant world. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our Fragrant Deep Dive. We're uncovering the secrets of the Saudi Arabian perfume world.
It's a fascinating market.
And in this part, I really want to dig into something that I found fascinating.
Okay.
Our research mentioned that many Saudis create their own custom perfume blends.
Yes.
That's not something you see every day. So what's driving this trend? Is it a new thing, or is it rooted in something, deeper?
Well, it's definitely not new. This tradition has been passed down through, like, generations, and it speaks volumes about their fragrance knowledge.
Wow.
Yeah. Think of it as a form of personal expression, like creating a bespoke suit.
Okay.
Or designing your own home.
So it's about more than just smelling good.
Oh, yeah.
It's about creating a fragrance that's truly unique, a reflection of their individual personality, their style.
Exactly. They're not satisfied with what's commercially available. They want to craft a scent that's truly their own.
Right.
Using their knowledge of different notes and ingredients. They're like olfactory artists, blending scents to evoke specific moods, memories, and emotions.
Wow, that's amazing. It seems like this custom blending tradition would play a big part in shaping the way that perfumes are marketed and experienced in Saudi Arabia. compared to other parts of the world, you know?
Absolutely. It creates a market where consumers are incredibly discerning with a deep appreciation for the art and craft of perfumery. They're not easily swayed by flashy marketing campaigns or celebrity endorsements.
So instead of like those big perfume billboards we see in other countries, what kind of marketing resonates with this audience?
Okay, well, imagine scrolling through an ancient souk.
Okay, yeah.
The air, like, thick with these intoxicating aromas of spices and incense and exotic oils. That's the kind of sensory experience that resonates with this audience. It's about storytelling, authenticity, and connecting on a deeper level with the heritage behind each scent.
So it's about creating, like, an atmosphere,
yeah.
An experience that goes beyond simply smelling good.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're transporting someone to another time and place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this emphasis on tradition and heritage, it's reflected in everything from the design of perfume bottles to the language used in these marketing campaigns.
Right.
It's less about following trends and more about timeless elegance and quality.
So while other parts of the world might be chasing the latest celebrity fragrance, Saudi Arabia is preserving this rich tradition of perfumery that values craftsmanship, quality, and personal expression above all else.
Yeah, I think you got it. And that's what makes exploring the world of Saudi Arabian perfume so captivating. It's a journey into a culture that really reveres the power of scent and its ability to, like, enhance our lives in countless ways.
It makes you think differently about fragrance,
right?
It's not just about smelling good. It's about connecting with your senses, expressing yourself, and honoring traditions that have been passed down through generations.
It really does. And as we've seen, the Saudi Arabian perfume industry is this fascinating blend of ancient traditions and modern innovations.
And speaking of innovations, our research also mentions the rise of niche perfume houses in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And these brands, from what we've read, seem to be redefining luxury in the fragrance world. What can you tell us about them? We've talked about the big players like Ajmal and Rasasi.
Right.
But our research also touched on this new wave of niche perfume houses in Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
What sets these brands apart in a market that already seems to have such a deep appreciation for fragrance?
Well, think of it this way. If the larger companies are preserving centuries-old traditions,
right,
these niche brands are building upon those foundations with a fresh perspective.
Okay.
They're pushing the boundaries of what fragrance can be.
Yeah, okay.
Experimenting with unusual ingredients and catering to a clientele that craves individuality.
So they're not just creating perfumes.
Right.
They're crafting these olfactory experiences that are unique, exclusive, tailored to a specific clientele.
Exactly.
It's like the world of haute couture fashion.
Yes.
But for fragrance.
Exactly. We touched on Saad Bashamak earlier with their boutiques designed like high-end jewelry stores.
Right.
That's a prime example of how these niche brands are redefining the concept of luxury in the fragrance world.
Yeah.
They're creating an aura of exclusivity where the experience of discovering and acquiring a fragrance is as important as the scent itself.
So it's about more than just the product. It's about the story, the craftsmanship, the feeling of owning something truly special.
Yes, and these niche brands are masters at crafting those stories. They're sourcing rare and exotic ingredients, collaborating with, like, renowned perfumers.
Wow.
And creating limited edition collections that become coveted collector's items.
So tapping into that human desire for the unique, the rare, the one of a kind.
Exactly.
It's fascinating how these niche brands are thriving in a market that's already saturated with a rich history of perfume tradition.
Well, it speaks to the dynamism and sophistication of the Saudi Arabian fragrance market.
Yeah.
It's a market that can appreciate both the enduring allure of traditional scents and the innovative spirit of these niche perfumers.
Oh, it's like the best of both worlds. You can immerse yourself in the rich history of Oud Attar and then explore the cutting-edge creations of a brand like The Fragrance Kitchen.
Exactly. And that's what makes this deep dive so fascinating.
It has been really interesting.
We've journeyed from ancient traditions to modern innovations.
Yeah.
Uncovering a world where fragrance is more than just a sensory experience. It's an integral part of culture, identity, and even luxury.
It's been an incredible journey. And I have to say, I'm leaving with a whole new appreciation for the power of scent and the artistry of perfumery.
Yeah.
Especially within, you know, the vibrant and diverse landscape of Saudi Arabia.
It really is incredible.
Thank you so much for joining me on this fragrant journey today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure exploring the world of Saudi Arabian perfume with you. And I hope our listeners are feeling just as inspired as I am.
Me too.
To our listeners, if this deep dive has awakened your senses and you're eager to learn more, don't worry, we've got you covered. Be sure to check out the show notes for a curated list of articles, resources, and of course, all the amazing perfume houses we've talked about today.
Definitely check it out.
Until next time, stay curious, keep exploring, and let the fragrant world guide you.